I invited on a cookie expert, and I don't know who they got us, but let's go ahead and bring on our guest. You know, hello, who is this? Who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Santa Claus, and I'm about as good a cookie expert as you're going to get.
Oh, wow, they got us. Santa Claus.
Oh, that's even better.
Thank you so much for taking you must be so busy this time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is so much hectic pace, but I love it. You know, it's all about the season and getting ready for Christmas and making the children happy.
Absolutely. That is excellent. How's Mrs. Claus doing?
Oh, she's wonderful, wonderful. She loves this season more than I do. She just thinks the children's faces, when they light up, it makes her so happy.
Wow.
She loves it.
Wow. How's your brother, Fred?
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Well, you didn't see the movie.
Well, no, you know what, Santa Claus, I know that you're taking time out of a really busy schedule right now. You're over there at Cityscape, right?
Oh. Absolutely. I'm down here by the ice skating rink right here on Central Avenue in Phoenix, and the kids are out here having so much fun, and I love taking pictures with all the people that come by. It's so much fun.
Wow, I bet. And that ice rink, I've seen it. That's pretty impressive. I mean, it's going to be there. I know that today's your last day. You're going to be finishing up shortly after our show over there. Because you've got to, of course, get back to the North Pole and you know, get all the
gifts
loaded.
That's right.
But the ice rink will still be there for a little while, right?
It'll be here through the end of January. They're going to make it right up to the Super Bowl. By gosh, I heard the Super Bowl here was in Phoenix.
Yes, I know. Yeah, well, that's so exciting. You know, so much to do here. So Santa, have you heard any hot toys? You know, any interesting choices from the kids this year?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're at the ice rinks, and so the number one thing most of the kids are asking for is Olaf. They love Frozen toys and Sven, and they love those. So, you know, I hope I have enough. I just have so many requests for that.
Wow. Well, and but, the elves are working pretty hard on those, I bet.
I thought you made those.
Absolutely. Pardon?
I thought you had the elves make those.
Oh, absolutely! They are making those. The stuffing and all the material and all that goes into making an Olaf, and each elf personalizes the smile. It's so special.
Right, and you know, I'm wondering what the criteria for naughty and nice are. I mean, so I don't know. For instance, Eric, is he on the naughty list or the nice list?
Oh, my goodness. I never divulge to anybody whether somebody's on the naughty or nice list.
I'm
never.
Pretty sure it's the naughty list.
Only you would know whether you're on the naughty or nice list more than anybody else.
That's true.
Wow. And now, what's your favorite song, Christmas song? Is it Santa Claus is Coming to Town, or there's so many of them?
Oh, my gosh. There's such wonderful music this time of year. I really like the new theme song for Polar Express, Believe. Mm-hmm. And I like all the old traditionals, Oh Come All Ye Faithful and Silent Night. But, you know, nothing makes me happier than hearing a bunch of kids singing Jingle Bells or Here Comes Santa Claus. Or my favorite is Frosty the Snowman that the kids sing. It loves it. Their eyes light up when they sing those songs.
Let me ask you this. You know, what probably the world needs more than ever, it seems like, is the Christmas spirit, you know, really daily, but, you know, if not daily, at least some spirit during Christmas. And the kids seem to have it. How about the adults? Do you notice they have it? Or how? If they don't, even if they do, how do you get more spirit in someone's life?
Well, you know, it's all a process of time. You know, getting spirit in somebody's life is all in what they do and how they do it. And let's face it, we all have that childlike inner self. And it doesn't matter whether it's a kid all the way up to the great-great-grandparents. We all have that inner child. And And, you know, it's amazing when I walk around town or I go into a different place in the world, and it doesn't matter what I say. I don't have to say anything, and a smile will come to their face. And that's the kid in all of us coming alive. I love it. It's the memories of Christmas past and what they expect in the future, and I love it. It's so special.
So do you? I know you're busy. You know, busy for sure.
I think the busiest guy in the world.
No doubt. But during, do you make any appearances during the year other than Christmas time to get those smiles going?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. All year long.
Nice.
I go everywhere from Hawaii to Phoenix to Germany and China. I go all over the world looking and seeking out who's been naughty and nice and to hopefully keep everybody's remembering this time of year. Because let's face it, this is a special time of year, and it, you know, you walk up to somebody in July, and instantly they remember that special time of year. It's special. Mm-hmm.
Now,
love it.
Let me ask you this: there might be some kids that maybe not with the greatest parents, maybe they don't have parents, and they develop a complex that they're naughty. They've done something wrong. Even it's sad to see. How do you explain to a kid that, hey, you might be on the naughty list, but you can always get off it, the naughty list?
And you're right. That's exactly what I tell them. I just explain to them. Sometimes when you do something that you know you're not supposed to do, all you have to do is put a little extra effort, just a little bit, to take and do something nice for somebody else. I mean, even if it's a matter of just going over to your teacher and giving them a hug, or going inside and taking the trash out without being asked, they just little things they have to do to get back on the nice list. And it's amazing how well people, especially the children, how well they'll listen to something like that.
Absolutely. And I think we're all inherently nice, no? I mean, everyone around the world is inherently nice. We do naughty things, and but I think we all have that worth, right?
Well, absolutely. We all stray off. I can't tell you that all the elves are nice all the time. Oh. They stray out and throw snowballs when they're not supposed to.
Get drunk.
They do things that they're not supposed to do. And, you know, I'll tell you what, Mrs. Claus will get right after them. And, you know, that's okay. They didn't do it intentionally to be naughty.
Exactly.
And that's the important thing.
Yeah. I totally agree. And so what is the cookie of choice? Is it white macadamia nut cookie? I love that, by the way. That's
what
I say.
Oh, my gosh. It's really quite simple. You know, it's just like the joy of Christmas. It's simple. I like sugar.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
it. Just a plain, simple sugar cookie.
Okay,
that's wonderful. I mean, and I've seen every kind of cookie you could ever think of. I've seen soft cookies, hard cookies, big cookies, little cookies. I've seen, you name it, chocolates and nuts and oatmeal. And, oh, my gosh, they're so all wonderful. But you know, what's really important is when the kids are out there, and let's face it, I've been trying to lose some weight, you know, and it's really hard to eat all those cookies and stay nice and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But let's make sure we leave some carrots or something healthy.
That's a good idea.
If I leave a carrot, you just give it to Rudolph, don't you?
I share it with him.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
I think that's a great idea.
Isn't that the nice thing we should do? We should always share.
Yeah, that's excellent.
So the day after Christmas, what do you do?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you resting or what?
Absolutely. Me and Mrs. Claus sit down, and we have a beautiful pot of hot chocolate, you know, the real thick, sweet kind, and we sit down and we relax, and then we talk about everything that went right this year. Because I don't want to focus on what went bad. I want to focus on everything that went right, how well Christmas came out for everybody.
That's wonderful. And you have our lists, what we want for Christmas there for, you know?
Oh, my gosh, you bet I got your list. Okay. It's a little on the expensive side, but, you know, we'll have to see if we can alter that.
okay.
As you know him well, Mason Isaac, my four-year-old son, of course, wrote you his list. And when you say expensive, yeah, his is definitely that. But you did great for him last year, so he's really looking forward to what you have in store here coming up Christmas Eve, Christmas morning.
And you're still bringing stuff for Frozen, right? You don't just bring for humans. You bring stuff for pets, right? My pet duck?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The pets are just as part of the family, aren't they?
Yes, I agree.
I mean, they sit in the living room when you sit in the living room. They go to bed with you at night. Why wouldn't you take care of the pets just like they're part of your family?
Excellent.
Absolutely.
And if you had one tip for us, Santa Claus, before we let you go, one tip, what we can all make this last week before Christmas, the best Christmas ever, just to make it a joyous holiday season, what's that tip?
Well, I would just say, if you do nothing else, you smile, you walk over to somebody you never saw before, shake their hand and say Merry Christmas, or any of the kids that are listening, walk up and give somebody a great big hug. Because that's what's so special.
Wonderful. That's so, you know, I'm just so pleased that you were able to join us. We had on the ultimate cookie expert, and I know you're so busy out there, you know, both at the North Pole and at Cityscape. I you know, everyone go out there. If you're listening right now, there you still have a few minutes to go and catch Santa Claus at Cityscape, right? You'll be there shortly after 12, right? You got to leave?
Absolutely. I'll be down here probably another 20, 30 minutes, and they're more than welcome to come down. If nothing else, come down and enjoy the ice skating and the joy on kids' faces as they're skating around the ice.
I love that. I love that bowling alley there, too.
Absolutely.
And thank you for being the light of the world. You really make people happy and also set the path for hope and faith and all good things in a world that sometimes, you know, doesn't portray that all the time.
Oh, absolutely. I just hope that the message of peace and love and everybody put down their arms and just stop for a moment and enjoy life. Yes. Enjoy the world.
That's
what we ought to do. And I want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas and just make it special.
Yes, we will. You know, it's already special because you joined us. You know, thank you so much, Santa Claus. Merry Christmas to you. Send a Merry Christmas to Mrs. Claus and all the elves and all the reindeer as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you, Santa Claus. Excellent. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A special, special